Megküzdünk, de végül is remélhetőleg minden rendben lesz, legalább hanggal. Hey Bill, can you hear us?
I can hear you, can you hear me?
Finally, it was so tough, but it's like such a pleasure to have you here in the Soul Session. Ava here with us in the studio.
Hi Bill.
Of course.
How are you?
Hello there, how are you? I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Such a wonderful thing. We are here. And you are here. Zavarba vagyok.
Yes. And thank you for all your help. And I'm sorry we've had the technical problem. I don't know what's going on.
No problem at all. Okay, so thanks for Avi that we finally connected, and you know, her idea was that let's create at least a little part in the Soul Session when we are presenting souls in from the Shack Attack, and it's not the first time we are presenting songs from your amazing career. So to have you here in the Soul Session, it's unbelievably nice, especially when we are presenting songs, to have someone from the bands, the artists, you know, the musicians. That's such a unique thing, and we are super pleased and super proud to have you. So thank you very much again for your time.
No, it's absolute pleasure, lovely to be here.
Okay, so first of all, Bill, you guys started and released the first LP in 1980. There was any type of, let's say, competition between, let's say, the US and UK, the, you know, the sound and anything? Did you guys just checking each other what's happening in the US or what's coming from Europe music wise
yes, well, I mean, we listened to mostly American music. I mean, we were listening to people like the Crusaders and George Benson, Stevie Wonder. So a lot of our influences were from American music. And so I guess what we tried to do is to take those influences, like any musicians, and you try and create your own sound. So through the first album, I think we managed to start getting a sound that it didn't sound like anybody else particularly. We managed to do that on the second album, which was the Nightbirds album, which was probably the album where we created our Shack Attack sound. But I would say that most influences probably came from American music.
Okay, let me do a short translation to the Hungarian listeners. Érdekes volt, és kérdeztem, hogy ugye az első lemez 1980-ban jelenik meg, hogy volt-e valami fajta versengés, vagy figyelték-e egymást a tengeren túli hangzás és mondjuk az európai hangzásvilág tekintetében, és érdekes volt, hogy mondta, hogy természetesen rengeteget inspirálódtak Stevie Wonder, a Crusaders, ezekből a formációkból, és próbálták átcsempészni a saját hangzásvilágukba, de aztán később, ezt már csak én teszem hozzá, ugye sokan elkezdték őket is követni, mert fantasztikus zenekar, úgyhogy ez átültetődött a másik oldalra, és aztán onnantól kezdve ez már, azt gondolom, abszolút kölcsönös volt. If you are listening right now any type of music, what do you listening, who do you follow with, like, just mention a couple of names for us.
From, you mean current musicians or just people
the current musicians.
Oh, current musicians. Well, yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, it's hard not to hear anything by Ed Sheeran. He's very, very popular, I guess, all around the world. He lives not far from where I live in the UK. I sort of new artists, not so much at the moment. I'm just trying to think. I like The Weeknd. He springs to mind. I like Daft Punk. Kind of. I also like Bruno Mars. So kind of anything that's a little bit retro.
Yeah, absolutely. Ugye kérdeztem, hogy kiket hallgat mostanában, és azokat a neveket említette, akik hangzásvilágában azért azt a retro feelinget hozzák, ami a mi műsorunkhoz, vagy a mi ízlésünkhöz is közel áll. Okay, Bill, my next question, that do you know how popular you are in Japan?
Yes, we've been to Japan a lot. We first went there in 1983, and we've played in Japan over 40 times. So we've been to Japan a lot.
Wow. just because I see that, you know, the releases, the OB and everything, how they coming up with the vinyls, that's also super popular among the collectors, to, you know, having the Japan pressing from the vinyls, not the European ones. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess so. And sometimes we've done albums that haven't been released anywhere else. So they do great artwork. In fact, the most recent album, we released an album last year called Eyes of the World. And I think the artwork that Japanese JBC company did for that was it's a beautiful piece of art. It's just great. I mean, as a record, it's okay, but I think the artwork is great. So I think vinyl really does show off great artwork. So I can see why people collect vinyl.
Yeah, so you mean like the artwork in the Japan pressing is different than the European one?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's different. But recently our records are basically, first of all, our record deal, we have a deal with JVC in Japan.
Okay.
So Japan is very important in our career in terms of playing there, and also they help us to keep releasing new music,
yes,
which is really important.
Yes. Okay, Bill, so we have one more song here in the show, which is Love Is Gonna Getcha from your new Eyes of the World LP. This is the last song we are going to present today. Thank you very much, and then we are super happy that finally we found the connection with you, and then we are you know, super unique here in Budapest to have you in the Soul Session. Thank you very much again, Avi.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Avi.
I'm so glad and happy to hear you.
Well, thank you for arranging. Thank you for both of you for organizing, and it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you very much, Bill. We're going to continue, and we're going to keep in touch for sure in the future. Thank you very much. All the best.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Na hát, valahogy legalább hanggal megoldottuk, remélhetőleg így egy kicsit hallottuk Bill Sharpot a Sakatakból, és örülök, hogy itt vagy, Évi, meg segítettél abba, hogy ez létrejöjjön. Nagyon nagy dolog számomra is, úgyhogy...
Én még nem fogtam fel, és nagyon köszönöm a lehetőséget, hogy nyitott voltál.
Ne viccelj,
örülök. Sajnálom
neki,
hogy volt egy kis technikai baki, de hát ez előfordul, élőadás, úgyhogy...
Így van, reméljük, hogy ezt legközelebb orvosolni tudjuk. Szóval búcsúzunk Love Is Gonna Getcha, a legújabb Eyes of the World LP-jükről, ami érdekes módon mondja is Bill, hogy más külsővel jelent meg Japánban, mint Európában. Ezzel a dallal búcsúzunk, csak egy pici, mert nem sok időnk maradt. Jövő héten.